Each new day brings with it another sign that the Rocky Mountain Arsenal continues its journey into becoming one of the premier urban wildlife refuges in the country. The Arsenal is a 27-square-mile facility located just 10 miles northeast of downtown Denver. This rolling prairie was settled by farmers who worked the soil for generations until the U.S. government purchased the land so the Army could produce chemical weapons during World War II. Following the war, various companies leased Arsenal facilities, including Shell Chemical Company, which produced pesticides. Although widely accepted waste disposal practices were used over the years that the RMA produced weapons and pesticides, contamination did occur in some areas. Soil and groundwater beneath the arsenal became contaminated by the burying of waste, the use of open basins for evaporation of hazardous liquid, wind dispersion, sewer line leaks, and accidental spills. Today, there are no chemicals or weapons produced or stored at the arsenal, and the cleanup of contamination is underway. The Army is leading the restoration effort with assistance from Shell Oil Company, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and participation from the Environmental Protection Agency, the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, and the Tri-County Health Department. The final cleanup plan is outlined in the Record of Decision, or ROD, signed in 1996, and is being expedited by the Remediation Venture Office, or RVO, made up of the Army, Shell, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Throughout its history, the arsenal has always served as a home for a variety of wildlife. This combination of prairie, shrubland, woodlands, and wetlands supports nearly 300 different species of animals. Congress has directed the Fish and Wildlife Service to manage the arsenal as if it were a national wildlife refuge. So as the environmental cleanup is taking place, the service is managing education programs, public uses, and the site's abundant wildlife. Once cleanup is complete, the arsenal will officially become part of the National Wildlife Refuge System. During remediation, the Fish and Wildlife Service monitors wildlife on site. Monitoring the wildlife helps the service determine possible effects of contamination and impacts remediation activities have on the fish and wildlife population. Samples taken at the arsenal indicate that contaminants have affected some wildlife, mainly in the manufacturing areas located in the center of the site. However, wildlife generally are healthy, and their conditions are expected to improve as cleanup continues. The Army and Shell carefully examined the contaminated sites at the arsenal. More than 50,000 samples were taken from the ground and surface water, air, soil, and structures. The findings are summarized in some 230 reports. The contaminants of greatest concern include chemical munition byproducts, pesticides, heavy metals, and solvents. More than 320 locations of suspected contamination were examined, and of those, 178 sites containing measurable levels of contamination were identified. Most of those contaminated sites are in the central sections of the arsenal. In and around manufacturing complexes, solid and liquid waste disposal areas, basins, and sewer lines. Some of the cleanup, which began as early as 1979 at the arsenal, is complete. Interim response actions, or IRAs, were used to contain or eliminate contamination problems, while final cleanup solutions were determined. Examples of IRAs include the excavation of the Basin F disposal pond and the destruction of its liquid waste by the submerged quench incinerator. In a two-year period, the incinerator safely destroyed more than 11 million gallons of hazardous liquid. Once the IRA was complete, the incinerator was dismantled and removed from the arsenal in 1995. The 14 completed interim response actions include the closure of the hydrazine rocket fuel blending facility, dust control, asbestos removal, wastewater treatment, covering and revegetation of disposal areas, and the removal of chemical and weapons manufacturing equipment. Some structures, such as cleaned metal storage tanks and piping, were shipped off-site and recycled. One of the first IRAs, the Boundary Groundwater Treatment Facilities, cleans contaminated groundwater before it is put back into the aquifer. Nearly 1 billion gallons of water are treated each year. These systems will continue to be an integral part of treating contamination at the arsenal well into the future to assure that polluted groundwater will not leave the arsenal. There are not any significant levels of air contamination. In fact, Rocky Mountain Arsenal air quality is superior to that of nearby urban areas when compared to air pollution standards. Air quality monitoring and odor monitoring will continue throughout all phases of cleanup activities to ensure continued safety of workers, visitors, and nearby communities. As mentioned earlier, the final cleanup plan for the arsenal is outlined in the ROD. It took years of study, litigation, and public meetings with interested residents in the surrounding communities to reach the agreement on a cleanup program. The agreement requires that all cleanup actions meet or exceed state and federal health and safety standards. Public involvement ensured, among other things, there will be no incineration of soil, dust and odor issues will be controlled through each remediation project, and that new water would be supplied to residents whose wells were affected by the contamination. The public is also an integral part of the advisory organization assisting the arsenal. A medical monitoring advisory group was created to establish a medical monitoring program for communities surrounding the arsenal. The Rocky Mountain Arsenal Wildlife Society was formed as a non-profit organization dedicated to helping the refuge through financial support and direct volunteering. The Restoration Advisory Board serves as a forum for local communities, the RVO, and regulatory agencies to work together in an atmosphere that encourages discussion and the exchange of information about the remediation. A milestone was reached when the first of 31 remediation projects outlined in the ROD was completed in early 1998, the Sanitary and Chemical Sewer Plugging Project. More than 250 manholes and 130 sewer lines were removed or plugged to prevent access and block potential pathways for contamination of groundwater. Of all of the projects underway, it is the OnPost Hazardous Waste Landfill that is the cornerstone of the cleanup program. The landfill will accept waste from 18 different cleanup projects. The completed landfill will feature double and triple line cells and will be capped with a multi-layered, fully protective, vegetated soil cover. The landfill accepts only material from the arsenal and is equipped with a leak detection and collection system and a groundwater monitoring system. Almost all of the structures at the arsenal will be demolished. They include buildings, foundations, basements, tanks, pipelines, and other man-made items. Those structures with significant levels of contamination will also be placed in the landfill. The landfill will also contain the most contaminated soil from the arsenal. Areas where concentrations of soil contamination may not present much of a threat to animals will be placed in Basin A as fill. Structures that pose no contamination threat will also be placed in Basin A, which will be covered with a rock layer to prevent contact with wildlife and protect the public. Researchers are testing to see if a natural soil and vegetation cover will produce the same results as a traditional plastic man-made cover. The natural soil cover is considered more environmentally friendly and cost-effective. Another aspect of the soil remediation deals with shell and army disposal trenches. These trenches have underground walls built around them and have a cover design that meets or exceeds federal and state regulations. The total cost of the cleanup, including money spent to date by the Army and Shell, is approximately $2 billion. Cleanup is projected to be completed between the year 2007 and 2011, depending on the manner in which Congress allocates funds to the Army. Both during and after the active cleanup program, on-site visitor and worker safety is a top priority. Access is carefully regulated. Much of the arsenal is already safe for visitors, and more areas will become accessible as the cleanup is completed. During the cleanup, appropriate revegetation and mitigation of some of the habitat will occur, including close to 10,000 acres of native short grass prairie. A number of habitat research and enhancement programs are well underway, including seeding programs, weed control, and propagation and irrigation projects to enhance the native prairie. The Fish and Wildlife Service also is closely managing and protecting various species at the arsenal, such as the bald eagle, America's national symbol. In 1986, a communal roost of bald eagles was discovered on site. the arsenal is an important winter destination point for this once endangered species. As many as 80 eagles roost nightly during winter months in cottonwood groves along First Creek and at the arsenal's lakes, attracted by the nearby prairie dog population and relative lack of human disturbance. Prairie dogs are the main food source for wintering bald eagles at the arsenal. Prairie dog burrows also serve as shelter for burrowing owls, rabbits, and rattlesnakes. From hawks and deer to coyotes and great horned owls, it is the great diversity of wildlife that attracts so many visitors. And there is no age limit when it comes to learning about wildlife and nature. The Fish and Wildlife Service works in cooperation with groups in the community and has organized an active corps of volunteers to assist wildlife researchers and conduct programs for the public.
Beautiful.
The public will continue to be an important part of the arsenal's outreach program, which includes meetings for discussion on cleanup, environmental education, tours of the arsenal, and continued participation in the many programs underway. The Rocky Mountain Arsenal is moving ahead into the next phase of its history as it is transformed into a wildlife refuge. This new refuge will be one of the largest urban refuges and among more than 500 national wildlife refuges across the country. A safe, successful cleanup will allow the arsenal to return to its roots as a sanctuary for its wildlife inhabitants. The Rocky Mountain Arsenal National Wildlife Refuge will continue to provide more educational and recreational opportunities for its many neighbors who truly appreciate the joys of nature and become a true asset to the people of Colorado.